Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Okay. I'm doing great this morning already. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it's Coffee with Kane and...
Kane.
Mr. Kane is here this morning.
How's it going?
Oh, well, it was okay until I hit the Little Caesars Pizza Pop quiz by mistake instead of the Coffee with Kane and whoever.
Whoever's going to be here.
I don't know. I got distracted. You brought me coffee, and now I'm going to be like...
I know, wired. I'm already way too many. I'm like three cups in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like Jim on Taxi.
That could be me. It's all good, though. Wired for sound.
That's some good coffee right
Isn't
there.
Isn't it, though?
Good News Coffee House knows what they're doing. So,
yeah.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Kane.
Good morning, babe.
I already mentioned to the crowd that I would be gone tomorrow and Monday.
Yeah.
Glenn Berry be filling in for me.
Wait, you're going out.
you are going with me.
Okay.
Anyway, so just warning people. Because, you know, they like to know when they tune in and listen, and then there's someone else's voice there. They're like, what happened to Audra? Don't worry. I'm not going to be here. I have a life outside of the
building. I don't like to tell people in advance when I'm not going to be there.
You're a pastor. They don't show up to church if you're not there. And they're like, woo, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
That's not true. I just think it's fun to have a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I think that that is a false statement right there. But anyway, no. Okay. So, usually I try to have some sort of topic for us to discuss.
So what's today?
On Coffee with Kane. Today? And you're going to laugh. Well, okay. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, maybe you'll feel as convicted as I do.
Okay.
Is scrolling ruining our relationship?
Yes. Hit the outro.
Boom, we're done. That's all. So, I got this from the interwebs. According to therapists, there is a nighttime habit. I almost said like Valentine's. Mm-hmm. A nighttime habit that is really bad for your love life. Social media scrolling. Is it love life or is it just like...
Yeah, it's not love life.
Life
it's
in
triangulation.
General. What?
Yeah. You allow the social media to move closer to one person if you spend more time with it, and it alienates the other person. It's triangulation.
Well, yeah, we're both allowing it to move closer to us, so...
Not me.
That's like a... What do you call that triangle when it's like way flat and wide and isosceles?
We call it marriage.
So, parallel scrolling is what she's calling it.
Yeah.
It's basically the habit of lying in bed next to your partner, looking at your phone, and they say it can spell doom for your relationships. Here's the thing. If I'm not, you know, occupying myself otherwise, I will talk to you.
Yeah. So, I think the scrolling is great. Well, no, here's the thing. It's only problematic if I'm trying to talk to you, because I very rarely do have a lot to say. And if you're scrolling and I want to talk to you, then...
I have gotten really good, though, about closing it and setting it face down so that I don't see notifications, so that I'm paying... I try to be good about
I
that.
I never know when your earbud is in your ear if you're actually listening to me or not.
I have short hair. You should be able to see. Oh, you're saying you don't know if it's on or not.
I don't know if it's on. Mm. And it's in your ear, and you could be listening to...
A book.
A book.
Yeah, or music.
Watching a movie or something.
A podcast.
Yeah.
I might be listening to New Heights with Travis and Jason Kelsey. Or Dale Jr. Download.
Could be.
Or True Crime.
Yeah, that's creepy.
women killing their husbands.
Yeah. Well, that's when the scrolling becomes an issue, when it's true crime and you're starting to get ideas.
Oh. I've reported news. I have plenty of ideas. I have no interest in being incarcerated.
Wouldn't do well.
No. I'm 5'2". No. And I'm...
You'd be everyone's friend, though.
Squishy. Oh, yeah. Well, my sense of humor might save me a little bit.
Yeah, you could be on the radio in the jail.
I'd be like, what's the name of...
Jailhouse Rock.
What's the name of Chris Rock's character? Was it Preacher?
No, I don't remember.
In Necessary Roughness? Is that what
he
it
was? He wasn't in that.
What's the one
Rev.
With Adam Sandler?
Oh,
And Chris Rock, he dies.
Yeah.
I thought his name was Preacher.
Caretaker,
that's what it was.
Took
Caretaker.
Me a minute. Sorry.
Yeah, that'd be me. Making everybody laugh, working deals. Oh, you have this and you have that.
You'd be a survivor.
I would be a survivor.
You'd be a survivor.
Not in the wild. No.
Probably because you spend so much time scrolling.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the scrolling.
Any research would point to the same thing. If you're doing something that is decreasing the amount of communication you're making, it's going to be a mess.
That's why women came up with Doe Camp. So that when all their husbands went hunting, they would get together and do something to, you know, socialize so that they weren't resenting their spouses. I know a lot of women who learn to play golf and go golfing with their spouses so that they're involved.
So they can spend time, yeah.
Yeah, so they can spend time together. Although neither one of us are any good at golf.
I'm a pro. Seriously, you know.
Bad at it?
No, I golf in the high 80s, and then I usually do better on the back nine.
No.
I know, it's a bad dad joke.
Yeah, I golf in the high 80s on a putt-putt.
Yeah.
I'm not good at either of those. I golf in the high 80s, or I bowl in the high 80s as well.
The last time I went golfing, I actually went to the first hole and was so unprepared and foolish about it. I hit the putt so hard it bounced up in the air.
The putt?
Yeah, the putt. I'm just
Who
terrible.
Who were you golfing with?
I don't remember.
I hope they laughed.
They did. They
That's
all
called
laughed.
A chip.
Yeah.
That's called chipping,
well,
not putting.
I chipped with a putter.
Well, I've never heard of that.
I know. I'm not doing much to promote my golf.
We even tried to play softball together when we were first married.
Yeah.
But I remember having bruises on the palm of my hand because for a little while I played catcher.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember having bruises on, you know, the knuckle.
I remember you made fun of me the way I run.
You run like a girl. You run like a princess.
No.
You run on your toes.
I run on my toes. That's how a sprinter runs.
You run like a sprinter, but you don't run like that in baseball.
You don't run necessarily heel to toe in baseball.
You run on your tippy toes, Mr. Kane.
I'm fast.
Funny.
I'm like lightning.
All right.
I know.
Whatever. What were we talking about?
Relationships.
How good our relationship is. Oh, and by the way, before you pointed out to me the other day that you had left the computer Monopoly game sitting out next to the stuff I was packing.
Yes, I thought you'd enjoy
that. In a box. Yeah, thank you so much for reminding me that you're a big baby when it comes to Monopoly.
I'm a big baby when it comes to a lot of things, so says you.
Hi, man flu.
I never had the man flu. So relationships and scrolling.
Yeah. So, this is what this Tracy Ross, a couples and family therapist in New York City. New York City!
New York City.
She says, many of the couples I work with complain that their partner is constantly on their phone, distracted, and that it's hard to get their attention. While the need to unwind at the end of the day is completely understandable, it's hard to deny the damage it can do to a relationship. Well, you were just talking about the fact that it... it doesn't matter what it is. It used to be TV.
Yeah.
Most people would sit and just zone out watching television or turn on sports and ignore their spouse.
And we get easily trained because I don't know exactly what you were saying because I got a text message and I looked at it. And so I checked out.
So I'm just going to turn your mic off now. So rude.
It was good though. The text message was from our friend Dave Cater.
Oh.
And was saying that I'm a great influencer.
No. Oh.
And so, I mean.
Okay, then you need to appropriately influence the male part of our audience here.
Okay. And how will I do that?
By reminding them to put their phone down and pay attention to their family.
Okay, friends, gentlemen, this is your Uncle Dave here. I just want to share some wisdom. Put your phones down. Pay attention to that lovely lady, that lovely partner. Make sure that they're getting all the attention they need. This has been brought to you by
Counseling with Kane and
I had too much coffee.
Listen, I appreciate that little public service announcement because I see it all the time. Where dads are like looking at their phone and their kids are desperate to get their attention.
When you see couples like at a restaurant or families at a restaurant and like everyone's on their phone and it's missed opportunities. And it's not a criticism as much as it's a encouragement of, hey, what are you missing in conversation that you could be having instead of scrolling your phone?
Do you have any idea how many times that we have sat down with all of our adult children
yes.
and all four of you are on your phones and I'm just sitting there looking at you?
Yes. Yes. All the time. It keeps you quiet.
I'm like, look at them. They're all four of them are on their phone.
And we're completely, I mean, I am guilty of having the phantom buzz in my pocket, like I think my phone buzzed at me. That's how addicted I am to the chimes and buzzing of a phone.
Oh, I don't like the only ones that I allow to break through and alert me are you, baby girl, and the boy. I don't even get notifications from the son-in-law.
Well, I mean, I get them from Instagram
nope.
and get them from Facebook
nope.
and Twitter. And
nope.
Are we supposed to call it Twitter anymore?
I don't care.
Okay. And, you know, then email. And so
nope.
I work my phone differently. So I get a lot of buzzes.
I get these, summary notifications on mine.
Oh, and a Ring doorbell at the church that
yeah.
notifies me all the time.
Oh, the son-in-law is listening. He didn't Aww. Know that Mr. Kane was going to be on. Your Aww. Son-in-law didn't know that. Well, hey, dude.
Hello, Mr. Kane's son-in-law.
Good morning.
Put your phone down.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shots fired. Shots fired.
He knows there's lots of love there.
Well, a little counseling goes a long way. Thanks so much. One of the things I did not say is our weekend expedition is mm-hmm. for a wedding.
Yes.
Did you have that conversation with the bride and groom about
Absolutely.
Not immersing themselves in social media
yes.
or scrolling? Really? Yeah. Did you?
Oh, totally. That's what I'm talking about. That it's a concept, triangulation.
Why are you and I not following these rules?
Well,
because I talk too
practice
much.
Practice what you preach.
I know it's because I will talk to you too much and you don't want to hear it.
No, you get
you've listened
you get
to me all morning.
Attracted to something that distracts you from the partner. Oh, come by the office. All
okay.
right, friends, listen again. Your old friend Uncle
Here's
Dave.
The thing though. It's almost like what did Kelly Ripa say? An emotional affair. When you're
well, yeah.
social media, you fall in love with your You know, this
The
app
idea
or
is that the inside of a triangle dimensions, the angles never exceed 180 degrees. So if one of the angles gets bigger, then it pushes the other person away. It's bad. It's negative. It happens with work and sports and phones and work and
work wives.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Ow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one. I don't believe in those. I think that's inappropriate.
Well,
now, I'm everybody's work mom. Is that bad?
Yeah. No, I think that's super important. Because where would we be without moms? I mean, you know, and, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, so we need to celebrate moms.
Yeah, they all talk to me as if they are my children sometimes. So, except Mike Ramsey.
I just talk to you like I'm childish.
Oh, there's the real thing is... I'm not biting on that.
Come on.
You can bait me.
I just threw a piece of meat in the middle of the table.
So, you should have thrown a different kind, maybe a baby duck.
No. Quack, quack.
No, they go.
Quack, quack.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
It's a little ducky snack.
No.
Quack, quack.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I was sharing the fact that I saw a grizzly bear at a zoo in Seattle. Having a little snack on some baby ducklings. I will post that on my blog.
It's disturbing. You shouldn't talk about that anymore. Too much nature.
Listen, what did the lady say? A Nat Geo tragedy of a birthday party. We're the worst.
I know. Well, it's
These are
really
the
hard.
Kinds of things that we laugh about at
I
home,
know.
Though.
It's just too bad that people need to bear with us.
Oh, no. Okay, we're done now. We're done. Goodbye. You're done. Goodbye. Thank you, Mr. Kane.
Bye.